Hey everyone, welcome to the 975th show, and guess what? I have an announcement for you. After 19 years of weekly shows, I have decided to hang up my spurs and ride off into the sunset of retirement. You know, it's been an amazing part of my life as I have met so many interesting people, some of whom have become clients and others who have written in or attended my talks throughout the years, and those who have remained loyal listeners. Not even to mention the great guests that I've interviewed, so smart and informative and helpful to all of us. I would especially like to thank all of you in the Sunday Morning Breakfast Club, as I call it. You know, those of you who rise early and put my show on as the first or second show in their morning routine. It's an honor that you have thought enough of the work we did to include me in the Sundays of your life. Today's program will be the first of the final three, with our last airing on May 24th. In the meantime, I'll be keeping you up to date on the investment world during this crazy time, as well as replaying some of our favorite shows over the years. I'll also be keeping the website active with all the past episodes, so if you want to hear something again or get in touch, you can contact me there. Of course, that's stevepomerantz.com. Before I get to today's commentary, though, I would like to tell you a quick story of how we got started and the one person who was most helpful at the very beginning. His name was Daryl Legullo. For those of you who have been with me from the beginning, you may remember that Daryl and I co-hosted the show in the first few years. Daryl was helping me with my fledgling investment practice, and he was the one with the radio experience. As a matter of fact, when he approached me with the idea of doing a radio show, I told him that the only network I would do it on was NPR. Incredibly, he simply suggested we contact the local station, WXEL, and ask them. Honestly, it was not something I thought was even possible, and sure enough, they said no at first. So we told them we were going to be doing something different, and could we make a demo to show them what we had in mind? You see, the fact that I was a fee-only advisor who didn't sell any products and wanted to educate and protect listeners was a pretty rare thing 19 years ago. Well, the rest is history, and the station took a chance on me. So thank you, Daryl Legullo, who sadly passed away very young just a few years ago. I am forever indebted to him for guiding me into this wonderful path. Okay, let's talk about what's going on right now. So here's a question. Where's Warren Buffett? If you remember the 2008 crisis, he was all over the airwaves telling us to buy America and even doing a lot of buying himself. His billion-dollar deals with Goldman Sachs and General Electric for 12% interest, plus options to buy more stock at very reasonable prices, became the stuff of Wall Street legend. You know, hey, $5 billion could get you a lot back then, right? Heck, he even bought Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway for $26 billion. Now that was a bet on America. Today, however, he's pretty silent. So I did some digging, and this is what I found. First, it seems we can only see the selling part of his activity. He sold his investment in a slew of airlines from United to American to Southwest Air, stating that the industry had changed so dramatically that he couldn't tell what the future would look like. It had changed that much. So, despite of the fact that his original investment was $4 billion, he sold all the shares he owned. Other than that, we know that he sold a small amount of Bank of New York Mellon shares, too, for only about $31 million. Some who follow Buffett have made some guesses, though, so let's see what they have to say. A few of them have looked into his fourth quarter buying, that's fourth quarter of 2019, and then extrapolated from there. So number one, it seems pretty clear that Buffett likes bank stocks. He likes J.P. Morgan and U.S. Bank Corp. Both stocks, though, got slaughtered during the sell-off, so maybe he picked up some more of those two. It's also a good bet that he purchased shares of Berkshire Hathaway, you know, his company. He's been talking a lot about this for a very long time, and there's nothing stopping him as far as I can see. He's not taking any money from the government, and considering that Berkshire had something like $128 billion in cash on hand recently, That means he's got an awful lot of money to buy back his own shares. Unfortunately, we won't know exactly what he's done until mid-May when he files the 13F with the SEC and discloses his activity. Other stocks he may have picked up could be Kroger's, General Motors, and Biogen. These are three he's been interested in. He seems to like Occidental Petroleum recently, but with the latest insane sell-off in oil, he may take a wait-and-see attitude. Finally, his partner Charlie Munger has given us a little insight to the way things are being viewed over there. In a recent Wall Street Journal interview, Munger was quoted as saying Buffett has been fairly conservative, and that's a quote, with his investments in the current market. Nobody in America's even seen anything like this, he said. This thing is different. Everybody talks as if they know what's going to happen, and nobody knows what's going to happen. So, he continued, companies are not calling Berkshire for capital like they were in 2008. The phone is not ringing off the hook, says Munger, because many companies are all negotiating with the government for bailout money, so they're not calling Warren. Now, Warren Buffett isn't the only one with a lot of cash to spend. Companies like Blackstone, Carlyle, and KKR have $1 trillion in cash to swoop in to troubled companies, and they've wasted no time making purchases in industries like travel, entertainment, and energy. It's not that easy for the whole private equity industry, though. They already have billions invested in many of these troubled areas, and they're suffering a lot of losses at the moment. So much so, they're begging the government for monetary relief, if you can believe that. For those PE firms with money, investments have already been made in Expedia for over $5 billion from Apollo Global and Silver Lake. Apollo Global also invested $300 million in Cimpress, C-I-M-P-R-E-S-S. That's the commercial printing company that owns Vistaprint. You may have heard of Vistaprint. Silver Lake, who I mentioned before, and Sixth Street Partners have also invested in Airbnb, which just raised $1 billion in a new round of funding. And so, the cycle of capitalism does its work, transferring ownership from weak hands to strong hands. Weak hands that perhaps used too much debt to finance expansion, or whose business model wasn't able to withstand a shock of this magnitude. Strong hands are those that saved excess capital and didn't get caught up in the excitement of a market that seemed to go up forever. You know, this is one of a number of cycles I've seen since I entered the business in 1981, and it was going on well before me, and it will continue to go on well after I'm gone. Speaking of gone, I am moving on to other things. My plans for the future are manyfold. First, you might not know this, but I am also a musician with my own band, the Steve Pomerantz Band, which you can follow on Facebook and Instagram and at our website, stevepomerantzband.com. Also, I plan to travel for long periods once it's safe. Italy is our number one choice. I also have a son and daughter who are in the arts as well, so I'll be working with them. And my daughter, for one, is a wonderful singer and talented songwriter, so I'm ending today's show with a little slice of her music. She calls herself Walter and can be found on Spotify and all the other important music platforms. That's W-A-L-T-Z-E-R. And of course, she has a website and so on. Please remember that our last show will be on Sunday, May 24th, and we will keep the website active if you would like to stay in contact after that. So farewell until next week. Here's a bit of her music. Please enjoy.